सारम डियर लिसनर्स एंड वेलकम टू रेडियो साई विंटेज भजन क्लासरूम। बाय भगवान्स ग्रेस वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग दिस सीरीज वेयर वी सीक टू रीडिस्कवर सम ऑफ द ब्यूटिफुल भजन्स दैट यूज्ड टू बी संग इन द डिवाइन फिजिकल प्रेजेंस ऑफ भगवान इन द 60s एंड 70s। वी हैव डन मोर देन 13-14 भजन्स एंड नाउ टुडे वी हैव ए ब्यूटिफुल भजन ऑन लॉर्ड रामा, ए स्वीट शॉर्ट लवली नामावली। हियर इज हाउ द फर्स्ट लाइन ऑफ द भजन गोस।
राम 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 नाम तारकम।
दैट वॉज ब्रदर श्रीनिवासुलु गिविंग अस अ डेमॉन्स्ट्रेशन ऑफ हाउ द भजन स्टार्ट्स एंड देन वी लर्न फ्रॉम हिम मोर एज द सेशन गोज ऑन। ही विल शेयर विद अस द ट्यून and then we will listen to Anirudh who will give us his thoughts on the raga of the bhajan, the beat of the bhajan. Then we'll take every word of this bhajan and try to go a little deep to understand what this beautiful bhajan conveys. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Rama 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 Nama तारकम् रामकृष्ण वासुदेव भक्ति मुक्ति दायकम् राम 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 नाम तारकम् जानकी मनोहरम् सकल लोक नायकम् शंकरादि सेव्यमान दिव्य नाम कीर्तनम्।
Now you know what are the words of this bhajan. Let's listen to Brother Srinivasulu give life to these words.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale G sharp pancham. Rama 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 Nama Tarakam.
राम 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 नाम तारकम्।
राम 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 नाम तारकम्।
राम 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 नाम तारकम्।
राम कृष्ण वासुदेव भक्ति मुक्तिदायकम्।
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 राम 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 नाम तारकम्।
राम 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 नाम तारकम्।
जानकी मनोहरम् सकल लोकनायकम्।
जानकी मनोहरम् सकल लोकनायकम्।
जानकी मनोहरम् सकल लोकनायकम्।
जानकी मनोहरम् सकल लोकनायकम्।
शंकरादि सेव्यमान दिव्य नाम कीर्तनम्।
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 राम 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 राम
രാമനാമതാരകം.
So that's the crisp, fresh, beautiful bhajan, adoring the beautiful names of the Lord. Brother Srinivasulu resurrected this bhajan for us from the yesteryears. Anirudh was there following with him, every line. And dear listeners, those of you who made the attempt to follow along with Anirudh would have enjoyed it. Please do listen to it again and try to internalize this bhajan. This bhajan will become something which will just keep ringing within you, because the bhajan is so alluring. And for those of us who are keen students of music, let us learn a little more about what makes this bhajan so enticing. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the makeup of this bhajan?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
This very simple Namavali I would like to just leave it with that Namavali. without bothering about the raga, or because just four lines where it's all, what you can say is that it's not even having the full arohana, or you cannot say completely it belongs to one raga, or this raga is the closest, because it's just about the swaras are like sa
sa sa sa sa ni sa da da ni ni re ga sa sa sa.
So this shuddh ni, shuddh dha, and shuddh ri ga. So many ragas are associated having all these notes. So it's like Yaman is having, Shankaravarnam is having, Yaman Kalyan is having. So if you ask me what is the, what raga comes to my mind when I think of this bhajan, or what are the similar bhajans which are in the same flavor? Any guesses, Bishu?
One thing that comes to my mind
is Chitala Charanam. Yeah.
Komala Charanam. മഞ്ജുള ചരണം മമ ഗുരു ചരണം.
And of course with the first line itself you can think of yet another bhajan, the words Ramanama Tarakam.
Yes.
Ramanama Tarakam sada bhajore sada bhajore sada japore.
Of course, yeah. So we tend to connect these bhajans with this simple namavali, this Ram Ram Ram. So those bhajans which we are connecting to belong to some closer raga called, I guess it's Yamuna Kalyani, where you have a little Yaman like flavor.
Ne re ga ma
tivrama
pa da ni sa ni ra ma ma pa ga ma ga ri sa.
So there's a Shuddha Madhyamam is also there when you come back. So that's very much there in this bhajan, like
Rama Krishna Vasudeva Gamare Re Nere Ga Pare Garisa.
And when we do the swaras, yeah, of course you will know that there is no Tivra Madhyamam used in this bhajan actually.
Sa sa ga ga pa pa pa,
the high line.
Janaki manoharam sakala lokanayakam gamaga.
That's all. There is no
ma pa ma ga.
Whereas all the other bhajans which we mentioned, Ram Nama Tarakam, Sheetala Charanam,
Mridula Charanam, Anugraha Charanam,
all those belong more into the Yamuna Kalyani.
Correct.
And you have the beautiful Ma coming there along with those lines. So as far as this bhajan is concerned, it's a very simple Namavali. And one more bhajan which comes to my mind when I think of this bhajan is
Rama Krishna Vasudeva Narayana Hari Hari Vishwarupa Vasudeva Narayana Hari Hari.
Though it's in a different raga, but the feel
is
somewhat similar, and the beat is also similar. This, both these bhajans are in 6 beat, and it has the words, of course, Rama Krishna Vasudeva.
Yes.
Even this bhajan also has. And the most beautiful aspect, it is very simple to follow.
Yes.
So everybody can participate in such simple namavalis. Though, as you are saying, the vintage series of bhajans are like the old gems yes. which are very simple to follow and not much of complications in terms of the lyrics. It's all Namavalis, praising Lord names or different names of gods.
Different beautiful names of the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, some of the...
Even this bhajan has the last line, some new words.
New words. You know, Shankaradi Sevyamana.
Divya Nama Kirtanam.
So, this is a new phrase. But I think Bhagwan in those days, through these bhajans, was laying down such beautiful illustrations of how he wants Sai bhajans to be.
Exactly.
Isn't it? He was laying down the standards of how his Sai bhajan should be.
Yeah.
Because if you see, we have done, I think, more than a dozen bhajans now.
Yeah.
And in all of them, you have only the names of the Lord.
Yeah.
And the bhajans are not more than 4 or 5 lines. And they are simple to follow.
Yeah. Probably as you are saying these thoughts, I think probably we might revisit those bhajans in one session. We'll have a session where we kind of revisit all these bhajans. These are the vintage bhajans. So that, you know, you'll get an idea. And you can draw some similar lines in all these bhajans.
Okay. And you can actually draw your guidelines about what Swami expects of a Sai bhajan to be. You know, tomorrow you have people who want to compose a bhajan. Very beautiful.
Exactly. So, that's what the whole idea is, to inspire composers who want to compose Sai bhajans to compose in these lines.
Correct.
Than making it more complicated or very musically oriented.
Yes.
Or ghazal based or something, but that's not what Swami expects. Actually,
yes.
He wants everybody in the hall to follow. So
yes.
Such four liners, which can make everybody follow.
You also have very rare references to Daya Karo, Krupa Karo. You know, even those sort of phrases, which are there in many bhajans, are not there in these bhajans. Here is only gratitude. You know, only joy of chanting the name of the Lord.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wonderful. You know what, we wanted to discuss about technicalities and we started talking about the bhava aspect of the bhajan, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's the beauty of a bhajan.
Finally, it culminates to that.
It culminates to that, you know. You don't want to think about the technicality.
Exactly.
It should not make you think about the technicality.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Anyway, since we are doing the raga session of the bhajan tutorial, let's also do the swaras.
Yeah, so let's take the swaras for each line. The first line. राम 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 नाम तारकम् सा स सा स नि स द द नि नि रे ग सा स सा
सा सा सा स नि स द द नि नि रे ग सा स सा
राम कृष्ण वासुदेव भक्ति मुक्त दायकम् गा 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 मरे रे ने रे गा परिगरि सा
गा 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 मरे रे ने रे गा परिगरि सा
जानकी मनोहरम् सकल लोकनायकम् सा स ग ग पा प पा पा प पा प ग म ग
सा स ग ग पा प पा पा प पा प ग म ग
शंकरादि सेव्यमान दिव्य नाम कीर्तनम् ग ग ग ग ग म रे रे ने रे ग परि गरि सा
ग ग ग ग ग म रे रे ने रे ग परि गरि सा.
So swaras are not so complicated, so simple. How about the beat?
Yeah, the beat is also very simple. It is 6 beat, which is dadra in the Hindustani classical music, or we call it rupakam in the Carnatic classical music. So let's have a count as 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Rama, 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 Nama Tarakam.
Rama, 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 Nama Tarakam.
Rama, Krishna, Vasudeva, Bhakti, Mukti, ಮುಕ್ತಿದಾಯಕಂ
ರಾಮ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಾಸುದೇವ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಮುಕ್ತಿದಾಯಕಂ
ಜಾನಕಿ ಮನೋಹರಂ ಸಕಲ ಲೋಕನಾಯಕಂ
ಜಾನಕಿ ಮನೋಹರಂ ಸಕಲ ಲೋಕನಾಯಕಂ
ಶಂಕರಾದಿ ಸೇವ್ಯಮಾನ ದಿವ್ಯ ನಾಮ ಕೀರ್ತನಂ
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 ರಾಮ 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 ನಾಮ ತಾರಕಂ.
Beautiful. There's always so much joy in bhajans which have just the namavali, just the names, yeah. The names arranged so beautifully.
Exactly.
And sing to a vibrant beat.
Yeah. And the most important point is that everybody can follow very easily. It's not too musical or too the classical music oriented.
Absolutely. In fact, it has that bhajan feel, you know, in the sense that it has a dhun feel.
Yeah.
So everyone wants to join.
Yeah.
I think that's a very beautiful flavor of many of these bhajans of the vintage series, isn't it?
All yeah.
Short.
The four-liners.
Four-liners, and you want to follow.
Yet so much of bhava is there in the tune, and
absolutely.
You can really feel the bhajan when you're in there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Vishwa. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So now we are done with how to sing this bhajan, what is the beat of the bhajan, what is the pace of the bhajan. And now, from the mind, let's come into the space of the heart. What is it that we want to convey in this bhajan? What is it that this bhajan is conveying to us? What is it that we need to assimilate from this bhajan? What is it that we need to meditate on as we sing this bhajan? So let's begin with the first line.
Rama 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 Nama Tarakam.
What is there in a name, one may ask? But indeed, the name is everything, isn't it? Everything acquires a character, an identity, and a way to relate to through the name. The Vishnu Sahasranama, which has thousand names of Lord Vishnu, says that the namas are the gunas, which means the names of the Lord are the attributes of the Lord. And since the Lord possesses infinite excellences, his names also are infinite. Even the Upanishads, which talk of Brahman as being Nirguna, as being the one beyond all attributes and identifications, still characterize the Lord as Satya, as Ananta, as Jnana, different attributes, as truth, as wisdom, as infinite, because this is what helps in the contemplation and realization of Brahman. The great poet saint of yore, Saint Tyagaraja, in his song Smarane Sukham, says that the constant listening to Ramanama establishes the form of that name in my heart and fills my heart with love. In fact, in a more effective manner, in one of his visions of realization, the saint exclaims to the Lord, "Are you the letters of the name that I repeat constantly, which has taken shape in this beautiful form, in this beautiful manner? It is with the help of a word, which is the name of an object, that one can recollect and fix an object in one's mind. Names, therefore, serve as nails to fasten the Lord's personality in our mind and heart." Saint Tyagaraja further says, "Ni namamruta panamuyanu sopanamu durikanu," which means, by drinking the nectar of the Lord's name, one can be lifted verily to the presence of the Lord. Bhagwan too has often mentioned how there is nothing sweeter than the name Rama, and how it is the best panacea, and in fact the easiest panacea, for all the pollution of the current times. Let's listen to Bhagwan for a few minutes.
Sakyala kanti tipim dadi saramukantyanu ruchyamaunu పెంపెక్కిన తేనె కన్నా అది రుచ్యము. నోటను పల్క పల్కగా అమృతమే అనిపించునుగాన. ఓ మనస, ఈ చక్కని దాని నీవు స్మరింపు రామనామం, స్మరింపు రామనామం.
స్వీటర్ దాన్ ద షుగర్, టేస్టియర్ దాన్ ద బటర్, స్వీటర్ దాన్ ద నెక్టార్. It is very ambrosia to repeat the holy matchless name of Rama, chant his name repeatedly.
Vedamal yokka saramu anantamainadi, apramanamainadi, agamyamainadi.
The essence of Veda is infinite, incomparable, beyond all measures.
ఈ రామాయణమునందు ఈ నాలుగు వేదములు కూడాను నాలుగు స్వరూపాన్ని ధరించి జగత్తులో భౌతిక రూపంతో సంచరిస్తూ వచ్చినవి.
The four Vedas have taken human form and moved about in this world to convey the depth and the significance of all the four Vedas.
రాముడు ఋగ్వేదము, ఈ ఋగ్వేదము మంత్ర స్వరూపము.
Rigveda is full of mantra.
ఈ మంత్రమును ఆధారంగా చేసుకుని లక్ష్మణుడు రామ సేవలు చేసుకుంటూ వచ్చాడు.
Basing on this mantra, Lakshmana served Rama.
తల్లి తండ్రి సర్వం కూడాను రాములనే భావించాడు.
He considered Rama as his father and mother.
తన కాలమంతా కూడాను రామనామం చేతనే సాత్వికం గావించుకున్నాడు.
In fact, he spent all the time singing the glory, chanting the name of Rama.
కాలమనే తారక నామంగా భావించుకున్నాడు.
He considered the very Kala, the time, as Tarakanama, the one that liberates.
ఈ విధంగా కేవలము రామాయణం అనగా సామాన్యమైనటువంటి ఒక కథలు కాదు.
Ramayana is not an ordinary story.
ఇది కేవలము వేద ప్రమాణములు.
They represent Veda themselves.
Satchatcha gocharamulu.
They are quite apparent.
Satchat avataramulu.
They stand as a witness and incarnation.
Nirgunakaramulu kavu.
They are not formless.
Sagula nirgunopasakulu ainatundi yokka Ramalakshmana sir bhatta shatrulu enni vidhulugana lokamulaku chaattu vacharu.
Therefore the formful form of the divinity with all the attributes is very well demonstrated by these four.
అవి నేటి కూడాను యజ్ఞ స్వరూపం లోపల అందరు కూడాను యజ్ఞ యాగాదర్శ జరుగుతున్నారు.
అండ్ టుడే యూ ఫైండ్ ద అబ్జర్వెన్స్ ఆఫ్ యజ్ఞ అండ్ యాగ.
ఏ మంత్రం చెప్పినప్పుడు కూడా అది ఋగ్వేదం యొక్క మంత్రమే.
వాట్ ఎవర్ మంత్ర దట్ మే బి సెడ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఇన్ ఋగ్వేద.
ఆ మంత్రమును కేవలము రామలక్ష్మణుడు స్మరించి ఆ యొక్క విశ్వామిత్రుని యొక్క ఆజ్ఞను శిరసావహించి వేద పారాయణ గావిస్తూ విజయాన్ని సాధించారు.
Rama Lakshmana, while following the command of Vishwamitra, always chanted this mantra, and then they were successful and they led their lives.
Kani Dwapara Yuga ayin tarvata Kali Yuga prarambhamayindi.
After Dwapara age, Kali started.
Ee Kali Yugam nandu mantra swarupanni marchipovatam chetane veeru Kali Yugamunu Kalayugamuga bhavistu vacharu.
In this age of Kali, the very form of mantra has been forgotten, and therefore it is Kalahayuga, the age of conflict.
Idi Kaliyugam kadu, Kalahayugam.
This is not Kaliyuga, this is Kalahayuga.
Okka grahamulo pukkinatundi annalammulike kalahamu.
There is infight among brothers.
Okka bhoomini aacharinchetundi vaadu kalaham chetane dveshamudu.
In fact there is utter hatred and conflict.
Okka bhojanamu bhujinchetundi varike kalahamu.
They dine at the same table, but yet there are differences.
Kalukane idi Kaliyugam kadu Kalahayugam annaru.
And therefore this is not Kaliyuga, it is Kalahayuga.
Ee Kaliyugam nandu sachatkarimpa chesukovataniki tagina shakti samarthyam lekapovatam chetane namasmaranam cheyamannaru.
Since people do not have adequate energies and capacities to experience manifestation, the people of the Kali Age have been asked to sing the glory of God.
Hare Nama Kevalam Kalau Nasti Eva Gatyanyatha.
Therefore it is said in this age of Kali, there is nothing else that would work for redemption other than Namasmarana.
Namasmarana, ye Namasmarana?
What singing?
Ramani Namasmarana.
And you should think, chant Rama's name.
Anaga Rama Namam anetundi sarvatra pramana purukamainetundi.
Rama's name is beyond all measure.
ఇది ద్వాపర యుగము తకల యుగము అన్ని కూడా ఏకమైనటువంటి ఒక తత్వమని రామనామం.
రామనామ యూనిఫైస్ ఆల్ ద త్రీ ఏజెస్.
త్రేతాయుగమునందు ఈ రామనామం స్మరించి ఆనాటి రాక్షసులందరూ కూడా హతమారిపోయి దేవతలను అభివృద్ధి పరుస్తూ వచ్చారు.
ఇన్ త్రేతా ఏజ్ ఇట్ వాజ్ రామనామ దట్ హస్ ఎనిహిలేటెడ్ ఆల్ ద డెమన్స్ అండ్ దేవతాస్ వర్ ఎంకరేజ్డ్.
కనుక రామ అనేటువంటి రెండు అక్షరం రెండే ఈ యొక్క పవిత్రమైనటువంటి యొక్క తత్వము ఇమిడ్చుకొచ్చూ వచ్చాడు.
దేర్ఫోర్ ద ఎంటైర్ సాంక్టిటీ ఈజ్ ప్రెసెంట్ విదిన్ దీస్ టూ లెటర్స్ రామ.
కానీ రామాయణము కొన్ని వేల శాస్త్రంలో కొన్ని వేల గీతలను రాసి కట్టగలపడికి దీని యొక్క సారమును ఏ విధంగా ఉపయోగించాలని జగత్తుకు చాటుతూ వచ్చారు.
Having composed so many infinite number, the entire epic Ramayana, they wanted to convey in a most simple way.
Goppa Maharshi,
a great sage,
ee anni rakamulaina vedamulanu saramulanu shlokamulanu chintinchadaniki sadhyam kaaka.
As it was not possible for him to go through all the Vedas,
Ramayanamulandu konni vela shlokamulu untunnayi
and thousands of shlokas in Ramayana,
ee vela shlokamulanu vallinchadam evar taramu kaadu.
It is impossible for anyone to repeat in verbatim all shlokas.
Kanukane rishulu hare nama hare nama iva kevalam kalau nasteva nasteva adirandida.
Therefore sages and sages declared, there is no other refuge, there is no other solution for liberation than
Ramanama.
There is nothing else beyond Ramanama.
Kalaturiki, ee Vishwamitra, Vishnu vari shishyulandaru, Swami, ninnu ee reetiga memu smarinchali ani chepparu.
Vasishtha Vishwamitra, all their associates asked how to repeat his name.
Nenu aneka paryayamulu cheppanu, kontha mandi pillalu kuda ippudu chepparu.
Bhagavan said to us repeatedly, now demonstrated by students also,
ivi rende rendu padamulu,
that just only two letters,
avi rama ane namamulu,
the two letters are rama.
Ee rendu ramamulu kudanu rendu smaranalu lopala chaliste chalu.
It is enough if you repeat in full awareness,
hare nama hare nama hare nama kevalam.
Just enough if you repeat Rama's name, God's name.
రామనామములు స్మరించినటువంటి వారికి రోగములు కాని రాగములు కాని ఏవి కూడా అంటవు అని చెప్పారు.
ఇఫ్ యూ రిపీట్ రామాస్ నేమ్ యూ విల్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ రోగ ఎఫ్లిక్షన్స్ నార్ రాగ అదే అటాచ్మెంట్.
ఇది వైష్ణవ నామము శైవ నామములకు రెండింటికి సంబంధించినటువంటివి.
ఇట్ ఈస్ రిలేటెడ్ టు ద వైష్ణవ స్కూల్ ఆఫ్ ఫిలాసఫీ అండ్ ఆల్సో శైవిజం.
వైష్ణవ నామం లోపల
ఇన్ వైష్ణవ కల్చర్
రామాయణం అనేటువంటి రామనామం ప్రధానంగా తీసుకున్నారు.
దే కన్సిడర్ దిస్ రామాస్ నేమ్ మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్.
ఓం నమో నారాయణాయ అనే
ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ ఓం నమో నారాయణ
అక్షర నామం
దట్ ఈస్ నేమ్.
అష్టాక్షర నామం
ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎయిట్ లెటర్డ్ వన్.
కనుకనే శైవ నామం లోపల నమ శివాయ పంచాక్షర నామము.
ఇన్ శైవిజం ద ఫైవ్ లెటర్డ్ వన్ నమ శివాయ.
కనుకనే ఈ వైష్ణవ నామమును శైవ నామమును రెండింటిని కూడా వేరు చేయకుండా రెండింటి యొక్క ఏకత్వమును భావించి వాడు రామనామమును స్మరిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
దేర్ఫోర్ రామనామ రిప్రజెంట్స్ ది కాంబినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద వైష్ణవ కల్చర్ అండ్ ఆల్సో శైవిజం.
ఓం నమో నారాయణాయ.
ఓం నమో నారాయణాయ.
ఈ ఎనిమిది అక్షరముల లోపల రా అనేటువంటి తీసేస్తే నమో నాయ అంటారు, నారాయణ రాదు.
If you remove this letter Ra from Narayanaya, it
Na
is
Ra lekapothe adi pranam lenetundi mantramu ani.
Then once Ra is removed from this Narayanaya,
Narayanaya
is that Nayanaya.
Nayanaya rakaram poyindi,
that is the Ra is gone.
Inka shaivanamamlo namashivaya,
and in shaivanama namashivaya.
Indulopala panchacharam lopala nijamainatundi acharamu edi poyindi.
In this five-lettered one, what is gone?
Namah Shivaya.
నమశివాయ
మకారం పోయింది.
మా లెటర్ ఇస్ లాస్ట్.
నశివాయ ఇది అమంగళము అని చెప్పి చెప్పారు.
నశివాయ రిమైన్స్ ఇన్ఆస్పిషియస్.
కనుకనే వైష్ణవ నామంలో ఉన్న రామమును శివనామంలో ఉన్నటువంటి మకారమును రెండింటిని చేర్చి రామ అని చెప్తూ వచ్చారు.
దేర్ఫోర్ ద లెటర్ రా ఫ్రమ్ వైష్ణవాస్ నేమ్ అండ్ మా ఫ్రమ్ నమశివాయ దీస్ టు మేక్ రామనామ.
కనుక ఇది త్రేతాయుగం నుంచి కూడాను మా నేటి వరకు కూడాను రామనామం అనేటువంటి దాన్ని ప్రధానమైనటువంటి మంగళకార్యంగా భావిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
దేర్ఫోర్ రామనాస్ నేమ్ ఇస్ మోస్ట్ ఆస్పిషియస్ రైట్ ఫ్రమ్ ది టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ త్రేతా ఏజ్.
ఈ రామ అనేటువంటి నామము శైవులకు వైష్ణవులకు ప్రాణ సమానమైనటువంటి మంత్రము.
రామనాస్ నేమ్ ఇస్ ఈక్వల్లీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ వెరీ లైఫ్ బోత్ వైష్ణవైట్స్ అండ్ శైవైట్స్.
So this was from Bhagwan's Divine Discourse on Ram Navami Day in 2004. So clearly Swami is saying how for the Kali age, this is the best way to get rid of all negativity. When Rama was born, Sage Vasistha called the divine child Rama because he was so charming. And Saint Tyagaraja says, Rama Abhirama Ramaniya Nama, which means it is a victorious name which bestows success in mundane and spiritual pursuits. As the yugas progressed, as the ages came one after another, there was gradual deterioration of the faculties and abilities of man. Man today is less connected inside. Man today is impatient, restless, does not have the tenacity that people in earlier yugas had. So to make it easier for suffering humanity now, they say the sages devised this path of devotion where man needs to do nothing but just turn the flow of his emotion in the direction of the supreme saving personality. So the emphasis shifted from knowledge to devotion, from an abstraction to a personality endowed with infinite attributes. And that is what the names of the Lord do. They connect us to the glory, to the majesty, and to the beauty of the Infinite One. And that is what is conveyed emphatically in this first line, where the line exhorts us to chant the name of Rama, the name which is Taraka Mantra, the one that can grant us salvation. In the Ramayana, the monkeys wrote the name Ra and Ma on the stones and boulders, and by virtue of that, the rocks floated on the water and Rama's army happily crossed the ocean. Same it is with our lives too. If Ra and Ma always float on our tongue, we can easily and happily cross this ocean of worldly existence. We can be in Rama's army and become Rama's soldier. From a monkey mind, we become masterminds dedicated to the mission of the master. So that is a glimpse of what the first line of this bhajan could convey. Let's move on to the next line.
Rama Krishna Vasudeva Bhakti Mukti Dayakam.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Yajnanam Japa Yajnosmi, which means, among all the forms of yajnas, I am Japa Yajna. That is, among all the various forms of spiritual practices, the most important is Japa, or chanting of the name of the Lord. Saint Tyagaraja, in his song, Nama Ghosha Janita Santosha, says, the Lord is never more pleased than when a concourse of devotees raise their voices singing aloud his name. In fact, in the Mahabharata, having listened to all sorts of dharma, Yudhishthira, the eldest of the Pandavas, still not satisfied, asks Bhishma, what is it that you consider to be the greatest dharma of all dharmas? By reciting what will beings as such be liberated from the cycle of birth and transmigration? And in reply, Bhishma says, in my view, the devoted adoration of the Lord with hymns of praise and by the recitation of the thousand names of the Lord every being can get salvation. This is the dharma that is superior than all other dharmas. In fact, it is in reply to Yudhishthira's question that Bhishma gave the world the Vishnu Sahasranama, the thousand names of Lord Vishnu. And Adi Shankara says, chanting the name is superior than any other yajna or sacrifice because it does not involve injury of any kind to any being. It is an ahimsa yajna. And for doing it, you need no collection of men, material or money. Nor do you have to observe any particular name or place or procedure. Therefore, what could be achieved in Krita Yuga through meditation, in Treta Yuga through sacrifice, in Dwapara Yuga through worship, the same can be easily obtained in Kali Yuga through merely chanting, merely uttering the names of the Lord. And that is what is indicated in this line. Rama, Krishna, Vasudeva, chanting all these names will grant us bhakti and mukti, bhakti mukti dayakam. This will grant us devotion and salvation. Let's move on to the next line.
Janaki manoharam sakala lokanayakam.
Janaki is another name of Mother Sita. Manoharam is endearing. Sakala loka, all the lokas, all the worlds. Nayakam, leader. So here we are referring to Rama as the one who was loved and adored by Mother Sita and who is the Lord of all the worlds. Explaining the inner significance, Swami says, Sita represents jnana or wisdom. When desire assails us, we are separated from our wisdom. That is what happened in Ramayana. The desire of the golden deer separated Sita from Rama. It is wisdom which makes us complete with our maker. And that is what happens in the end in this powerful epic. So that is what is conveyed in this beautiful line, Janaki Manoharam Sakala Loka Nayakam. Let's move on to the last line.
Shankaradi Sevyamana Divyanama Kirtanam.
Divyanama Kirtanam, chanting the divine name incessantly. Shankaradi Sevyamana means it is a name that is chanted by all the gods, including Shankara or Lord Shiva. Saint Tyagaraja characterizes Rama as Taraka Namadheya, which means he whose name saves one. They say it is very auspicious to leave your mortal coil at Varanasi or Banaras on the banks of River Ganga, because it is here that this Rama Taraka mantra is imparted to every dying person by none other than Shiva himself. Varana and Asi, these two rivers meet at Varanasi. And this is symbolic because it really represents the juncture of the brows and the nose. That is the spot where the yogis always concentrate on. Therefore, chanting this name has so much power and significance. One has to practice it to believe it. Just to give you an instance, Mr. P.S. Kannan is a retired income tax official from Chennai, a man of principles and integrity. People who were aware of his unique character always maintained a respectful fear because of the highest standards of integrity that Mr. Kannan always set for himself. During the wealth tax assessment of a well-known personality, Mr. Kannan found that the value of a property was mentioned at a much lower figure, whereas the advance received for selling just a part of the property was itself much more. Hence, he sent it for formal valuation, and this resulted in the property being assessed at rupees 1 crore. And this person was now very upset, and he personally came to Mr. Kannan's office and tried to convince him to assess the property at a much lower value. He even invited Mr. Kannan to a party at his home. Mr. Kannan obviously flatly refused. Not only that, he even conveyed politely yet firmly that while he had done what was the right thing to do, this will be the only way he would be doing it. The person became even more upset, and now he resorted to luring him with gifts. But who can tempt a person who considers righteousness as his very breath? The case was ultimately referred to an appellate authority, where it was not only confirmed that Mr. Kannan's viewpoint was right, but was also very well appreciated, since his conscience was clear and the approach was as per the procedure. He was never under any tension, even though there was pressure from higher authorities. When asked how he had the strength required to face such challenging situations, Mr. Kannan simply replied, "Following the right path by itself is a spiritual practice." And then he went on to add that he has this habit of writing Ramanama, or the name of Lord Rama, whenever he required to recharge himself. It is this that gave him the strength to be composed and clear even in the most difficult circumstances. What chanting of the name can do to us is something that every individual needs to experiment and realize. And probably singing this bhajan, chanting this name, will goad us onto that path and discover the power latent in this incredible name. So that is some thoughts on what this bhajan is constantly trying to convey. So now let's sing it once more, keeping in mind all these incredible aspects of the Lord, of His majesty and His glory. You will now listen to the Prashanti Mandir version of this bhajan.
राम 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 नाम तारकम्
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 राम कृष्ण वासुदेव भक्ति मुक्तिदायकम्
राम
राम कृष्ण वासुदेव भक्ति मुक्तिदायकम्
राम कृष्ण वासुदेव भक्ति मुक्तिदायकम्
जानकी मनोहरम् सकल लोकनायकम्
जानकी मनोहरम् सकल लोकनायकम्
जानकी मनोहरम् सकल लोकनायकम् शङ्करादि सेव्यमान दिव्य नाम कीर्तनम् शङ्करादि सेव्यमान दिव्य नाम कीर्तनम् राम 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 नाम तारकम् राम कृष्ण वासुदेव भक्ति मुक्तिदायकम्
राम कृष्ण वासुदेव भक्ति मुक्तिदायकम्
जानकी मनोहरम् सकल लोकनायकम्
जानकी मनोहरम् सकल लोकनायकम्
शङ्करादि सेव्यमान दिव्य नाम कीर्तनम्
शङ्करादि सेव्यमान दिव्य नाम कीर्तनम्
शङ्करादि सेव्यमान दिव्य नाम कीर्तनम् राम 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 नाम तारकम्।
So with that, we have come to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or your own comments, your own thoughts and feelings, please feel free to share it with us. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With heart full of gratitude and deep love, we offer this endeavor at the lotus feet of our most beautiful, beloved Bhagwan.